Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. I thank everyone that's downloaded it. Over 430 shows at your disposal. You can listen to them anytime, anywhere. So easy. If you have Bluetooth, you can listen to it in your car, wherever you may be, as well as if you have an auxiliary cable or you just have headphones and you want to plug it in and go for a run and listen into the show. So many times in the history of what I've done, if you weren't literally sitting in your car with traditional radio, that's the only way you could get the show. Now you can get the show anytime you want, anywhere you want, any place in the world. And that is the beauty of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. I thank everyone who's helped to make this possible, and I truly appreciate it. You'll hear from them during the commercial breaks. I can't thank them enough, and I can't thank you enough. Being people that want to hear what's going on with Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, you've been receptive to my interviews, to my thoughts, my opinions, and to be doing this for over a decade is hard to believe. But as I go forward from 11 years plus now, it truly means the world to me that I believe in something, and I had a dream a very long time ago watching Stuart Scott on SportsCenter, and you've helped me to bring that dream to reality. You've helped me to know that there are good people out there, and you've helped me to fight for other people to make their path a little bit easier. So God bless you for that, and thank you for that. Here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, you can download the free Wake Up Call DT app by going to the Google Play Store and searching Wake Up Call DT. That's Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas, one word. Thank everyone who's downloaded it. For everyone that has an Apple product, you go straight to the website, wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Here on the show today, and as you know, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora airs three times a week, as well as the special engagement interviews, which you'll hear a bunch of those throughout the year. Those are the recruits that come on the show, one-on-one with coaches, commissioners, leaders in the community. When it comes to bringing you stories you can't find anywhere else, going deeper than anywhere else, and finding angles that you won't hear anywhere else, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora has made that possible and will continue to do that for you. And I thank you for listening into that. On today's show, we're going to start off with a slice of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria. Cam's Pizzeria, when it comes to pizza places, people say, okay, there's a dime a dozen, but guess what? Certain ones stick out. Cam's Pizzeria is one of those. Because I won't name the competitors and all of that, it's not right to do. Cam's Pizzeria is different. Cam's Pizzeria offers you, from their locations in Oswego, Baldwinsville, Camillus, and at Le Moyne Plaza, so many different types. Every single Cam's is different. Has a different layout, different seats, different view of the television. But the experience of being able to go in and find a pizza that can be catered to your taste to get a good bang for your buck as far as your money. When you go out and you get a slice of pizza, Cam's Pizza, compared to other slices that you'll find out there, is three or four times the size. But it's not three or four times the price. And that's the beauty of it. Cam's Pizzeria, with a great taste, from cheese to pepperoni to one of my new favorites, which is their version of the Meat Lovers, sausage, pepperoni, ham, and chicken. And this is how you know Cam's is different. I walked into Cam's, and they put a bunch of pizzas out, and they have them ready for you. You pick a slice, they'll heat it up for you, get you ready to go. So they had a bunch of pizzas out in front of me, and I'm not a picky person, so I was like, okay. I usually walk in and I get whatever's there. If there's pepperoni out there or cheese, whatnot, I'll just pick it, get it, make it easy on the people working at Cam's. Well, when I walked into Cam's Baldwinsville, which is easily right on Route 31, very, very simple to find, right by Great Northern Mall, when I'm looking at, and it's right by 57, it's actually the cross between 57 and 31. If you haven't been out to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, make sure you go out. And when I walked in, one of the workers said to me, well, we're putting in a pizza. What do you want? And I'm thinking in my head, you're putting in a pizza, so then I ask you, which one is it? And then I'll decide between what you're already putting in and what's in front of me, and that's what I'll get. Now, he literally said to me, what do you want on the pizza? Now, I'm not buying the whole pizza. I didn't order this whole pizza. He doesn't know if I'm getting one slice, two slices, 10 slices, but it didn't matter. The only thing he was concerned with is, do you have any ideas for this pizza? Because we're going to go ahead and throw it in, and we want to make something that you want. That's the difference maker. That's why I work with Cam's Pizzeria. Because how many places will ask you what you want? Take your suggestions. Cheeseburger pizza, their meat lover's pizza, buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch. The list goes on and on and on. Cam's Pizzeria is different because they care in a very special way. I've always been treated well. The service has been there. And that's the number one thing to me, folks. Let's face it. If you like a place and the pizza was $20 a slice, but you love the people there and the service was great, you're going to pay for it. There's people that will pay for it. And there's places that could serve pizza for a dollar. Their service is terrible. They're rude to you. They disrespect you. They don't treat you well. And even though it's a buck and you could buy 20 slices for the price of one slice, you're not going to. Because at the end of the day, we want to feel like we matter. We want to feel like we're important. And thanks to Cam's Pizzeria, you can feel that way every day in Oswego, Baldwinsville, Camillus, and Le Moyne Plaza. And they proudly bring to you a slice of, as we take a look at Oswego State, the Lakers team, as well as Onondaga Community College Lasers, the Le Moyne College Dolphins, and the Syracuse University Orange. All four schools, all in the areas of Cam's Pizzeria. Cam's proudly serves students from all of those areas, as well as families and people that have grown up in this community forever, as well as the people that have just come in. So it's only fair to give them a slice of the pie. Let's start with Oswego State and the Lakers women's basketball team. As we take a look at them in women's basketball, they're 2-3 in the SUNY AC Conference right now, the State University of New York Athletic Conference, SUNY AC, easier way to say it. They're 4-8 overall, 2-3 in the conference, but the team ended their four-game losing streak with a road win over the College at Brockport Golden Eagles, 56-53. Most recently, Oswego was down by 3 at the break. How did they respond? By grabbing and holding on to the lead for the remaining 12 minutes and 8 seconds of the game. 6-point swing did it. They were down by 3. They won by 3. So despite the 4-8 overall record, don't let it fool you. This team is making strides. They are doing good things. And when a team can end a 4-game losing streak, and not just end it, but do it on the road, that says something about their resolve. 28 points in the paint to 16 points in the paint. Oswego had that advantage on Brockport. Credit to the Lakers' defense in that game for allowing 5 points in the final 8 minutes to Brockport. And that was only one field goal. They allowed a 3-point basket and then fouled and allowed 2 shots at the charity stripe. So the Lakers allowing 5 points in eight minutes of the game is huge. Heather Hebert, Rachel Winhausen, and Alicia Jacobs averaging double figures this season. Hebert and Winhausen over 8 rebounds per game each to lead the Lakers. So big respect to them and what they're doing. Obviously, with Heather and Rachel, you see a lot of offense goes through there as a lot of second chance opportunities and taking away opportunities from the opponent. So like I said, don't let the 4-8 overall record fool you. This team has ended a 4-game losing streak. They did it on the road, and their defense definitely has been showing up. And when you have two players that are averaging 8 rebounds a game, bare minimum, you have to respect that, obviously, with this Oswego State Lakers women's basketball team. Over to the men's side for Oswego State here on A Slice Of, presented by Cam's Pizzeria inside of Wake Up Call with Dan Totora. Want to look at the men's basketball team of Oswego State in the SUNY AC. Good for first place. Team is first place, 5-0 in the SUNY AC, the State University of New York Athletic Conference. Say that 10 times fast. 9-3 overall, 5-0 in the conference, number one in the conference. Big things coming from the Lakers. After a 1-1 record in the Land of Magic Classic in Daytona, Florida, the Lakers have put together a 3-game winning streak to start the new year here in 2015. Oswego has attained their last 3 wins while playing in 3 overtime periods. Oswego went to 2 extra periods at home versus SUNY Oneonta Red Dragons, finishing 4 points ahead, 96-92. Sophomore guard Brian Sortino tied the game twice in the first overtime, each time on jumpers that made it 76-all and 78-all. In the second overtime of that game, junior guard Elijah McLaurin went 6-for-9 from the charity stripe to stave off any attempts by Oneonta, exacting that victory for the Oswego State men's basketball Lakers team. After Brockport's Matthew Smith in another game, this was the other overtime game, layup with 3 seconds remaining from Matthew Smith of Brockport, 3 seconds left in regulation, equals Oswego, sends the game to OT. The Lakers go 5-for-7 from the field in the extra period to get a W away from home, 91-85. So you take a look at that. Free throws matter. You'll hear that in 15 Feet for Free, a book by Jim Lee that you have to pick up. Buy it at AuthorHouse.com. 50% of every book bought goes directly to United States veterans. They fought for our freedom. I think we can give them half of $15, half of $20. No matter if you get the hardcover or the softcover book, donate now. You can give the money to veterans directly. Jim Lee has raised thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for veterans, but every single year he looks to push it a little bit more, do a little bit more, because let's face it, there's no number in this world that's too high, too much, to give back for the freedom that these United States veterans fought for. So make sure that you go to AuthorHouse.com and buy 15 Feet for Free. That money will go directly to our soldiers, the men, women, and sometimes children. My grandfather was 18 years old when he was in World War II, that risk their lives to protect yours. 15 Feet for Free, a great book, great opportunity to get life lessons, great thing for your children to have, a great thing for you to have, and at the end of the day, it is a great gift back to veterans. AuthorHouse.com, get 15 Feet for Free. The connection to that is everything that these teams do when it comes to free throws in games. Making free throws, being clutch, and we're going to talk about it coming up here in a slice of brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Big respect to the men's basketball team, 5-0 in the SUNY AC, 9-3 overall. We'll take a quick step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. After hearing from the Oswego State Lakers, women's basketball and men's basketball both doing well. Women's team looking to push back here, get themselves back to a 500 level and move from there. They do a great job by ending a 4-game losing streak. Men's team can't ask for much more. Undefeated in the SUNY AC at this point, 9-3 overall, first in the State University of New York Athletic Conference, number one in the standings, huge there, and when you go to overtime with teams, whether you get brought it to overtime or your opposing team brought it to overtime, to win those games says a big thing, and Oswego did that. First up against Oneonta, and then secondly up against Brockport. We'll take a step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and when we come back, we'll continue with a slice up presented by Cam's Pizzeria as we take a look at Onondaga Community College and how their Lasers basketball teams are improving this season. Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calachibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMSpizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You can download it from the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT. Very simple. Simply search Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. I thank everyone that's downloaded it. Over 430 shows on there. You can listen to student athletes, coaches, sports voices that connect to life, that have so much more than just sports, than just the field, than just the court. People that have morals and values and teach lessons that you can hear. Over 430 opportunities for free. Download the Wake Up Call DT app from the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple users, I have you covered as well. WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile is where you go to download the app for all Apple products, iPod, iPad, and the iPhone. WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com. KAMSPITZAN.com/mobile, MOBILE. As promised, a slice of presented by Cam's Pizzeria for the community covering Oswego State, Onondaga Community College, Lemoyne College, and Syracuse University. That is where Cam's Pizzeria serves all around in those college areas, serving those areas, serving the community. They're serving up a slice of what's going on with these teams. We're looking at men's and women's basketball, and I thank Cam's Pizzeria for that. Head out to Cam's now. You can order from the comfort of your own home by going to CamsPizzeria.com and ordering your favorite pizza right now. Make sure you do that and let them know that we sent you over from Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Onondaga Community College Lasers in this slice of a slice of. A little play on words there. A little bounce. I like it. I could deal with it. A slice of presented by Cam's Pizzeria, taking a look at Onondaga Community College Lasers women's basketball. Women's team is 13-4. They are third out of 16 teams in Region 3 tournament seeding, 10-1 in those games. So of the 17 games they played, 11 of those games count toward their seeding in the Region 3 tournament for the NJCAA. NJCAA, for those of you that are not familiar, is the National Junior College Athletic Association. These student athletes go on to do phenomenal things and go on to play for other schools and potentially bring championships to those schools. Onondaga Community College Lasers are no stranger to that. They've done it with lacrosse numerous times, sending a lot of their players who win championships at OCC. We're talking about national championships here, not region, not division, not conference, national championships, going out to Syracuse and doing the same. Well, with women's basketball, Mike Wheeler has put together one heck of a team. Every single season, this is a team that has been ranked number one in the country, in the top three in the country, and now we look at where they are. Third place of 16 teams when it comes to Region 3 tournament seeding, 13-4 overall record. And after two losses in the Bronx during the Mustang winter tip-off, the Lasers are on a three-game winning streak with victories in Buffalo over Erie Community College, home in Syracuse versus Corning Community College, and in Binghamton against SUNY Broome. They're undefeated in the Mid-State Athletic Conference at 2-0, the MSAC, and sophomore guard Brittany Anderson, 26-point performance was a single-game career best from her. Team leader in scoring six times this season. So in her most recent game, 26 points. She's led the team six times this season, and she went 6-for-9 from distance versus SUNY Broome. So look at that, 6-for-9 on three-pointers. You think about Trevor Cooney when you think upstate New York, but he is not the only one, and Anderson is not the only one besides Cooney, and we'll get to that as we continue here on A Slice Of, presented by Cam's Pizzeria, inside of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Cam's Pizzeria, serving you slices of the community when it comes to the sports that are filling up our hearts and filling up our minds, the great student-athletes and coaches that we have in upstate New York and central New York, brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria in A Slice Of. And Brittany Anderson is one of them. 6-of-9 from long distance against SUNY Broome, but that is not the best story. Anderson has connected from beyond the arc at least four times, made at least four three-pointers in seven different games this season, including going 8-for-11, what some people will call Trevor Cooney numbers, versus SUNY Delhi on November 22nd, 2014. So huge credit to Brittany Anderson, making a name for herself. You have to go out and see her at OCC, Allen Hall, and the SRC Arena, right next to each other. They play their games there. Go and see them on the road as well. Anderson has been going crazy, heating up from the outside. At least four three-pointers. That's 12 points right off the bat. Seven different times. Seven different games. Eight three-pointers in one game, going 8-for-11. Anderson did that against SUNY Delhi once again. Also want to make mention of freshman guard Samantha Roberts, who had 10 assists against SUNY Broome. Those 10 assists equaled her single-game career high against SUNY Delhi earlier this season, which was that game on November 22nd. So it seems like that game against SUNY Delhi was a big one for the OCC Lasers women's basketball team, where you have Anderson going 8-for-11 from deep and Samantha Roberts getting 10 assists. But I guess it's easy to assist when people like Anderson are knocking down those shots. Credit to both of these women on the Lasers women's basketball team and what Mike Wheeler, as I said before, has been doing on a phenomenal team that is good all the time. And I give a lot of credit to Mike, not just for being a good coach, but for doing it in the time that he does. Because you got to think about this. When it comes to junior college, you don't have 4 years. And I know people say to me, well, Dan, you can leave after the first year to go to the NBA if you're playing in the NCAA, men's basketball, D1, 2, 3, whatever. I get that. But you have 4 years. You can choose to stay 4 years. There's no student athlete that can choose to stay in junior college for 4 years, for 3 years. So Mike Wheeler, this is when you know that it's a system and it's a coach and not just the players. Yes, he's got to get good players. And being as good of a team as he's had throughout the years, that helps you in getting good players. But you have to give Mike a ton of credit, and you have to give his system a ton of credit, because when you have turnover a lot faster than college basketball when it comes to four-year schools, when you have to turn it over in half the time, and continue to be successful, you have a player and you have to grow them. As a freshman, they got to play. And then as a sophomore, you got them, they do well, then they're gone, then they can go win a championship with someone else. You have to get the most out of your players in half the time that a typical college basketball team would have to do. So Mike Wheeler has done that. He deserves immense amount of credit for that, and I give it to him right here. On to the men's basketball team for Onondaga Community College. The Lasers team for the men is in 11th place of 17 in Region 3 tournament seeding with a 5-7 record with games that affect their tournament seeding for Region 3. They're 1-1 in the MSAC, once again, the Mid-State Athletic Conference. They lost at home to Corning Community College, but responded most recently with a win on the road in Binghamton, New York versus SUNY Broome, thanks to a 53-point second half after 37 in the first. Against SUNY Broome, sophomore forward Michael Scott.
Basketball is like jazz, you know? You're kind of doo-doo, it's all downbeat, it's in a pocket, it's like
ba-da-da. Sorry, folks, I had to. Cashed in for 18 of his 24 points in the second half to aid OCC in overcoming a deficit in that latter half of the game. 18 points. 24 points is respectable no matter how you slice it. Here in a slice of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria, inside a wake-up call with Dan Tortora. But when you have 18 of your 24 points come in the second half when you need them most, even more of a respectable number that becomes. Congratulations to Michael Scott.
Basketball is like jazz, you know? You're kind of doo-doo, it's all downbeat, it's in a pocket, it's like ba-da-da.
I had to do it again, folks. Add in his single game best of 19 rebounds, which led all Lasers. So 24 points, 18 in the second half, 19 rebounds. Michael Scott out of his mind. And fellow forward, Cameron DeSanto, a freshman, also had a single-game career high. 22 points for him in that game against SUNY Broome. And sophomore guard Kyle Klein, who we've talked about before, being a guy that has that magnet to the basket when he shoots it from beyond the arc. He connected from long distance 4 times against SUNY Broome. He has 18 made three-pointers over the last 5 games. Men's basketball team 8-8. Fighting to stay even there, and that's a respectable thing. Obviously, Dave Pasiak and everything that he's done in over a decade at OCC and having respect for him, having met with him and talked with him for years now, him as the Lasers coach, I know he expects more, he wants more, but this is a team that when their record dips below 500, they push it back. So they got to do a little bit more to get above 500, a little bit more to not keep going 7-7, 8-8, 9-9, but to get that 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th win. But I will say that this team has a lot of talent, and I named 3 people, Michael Scott, Cameron DeSanto, and Kyle Klein, and the talent of just those 3 gentlemen, and obviously there's more than that on the Lasers team, says a lot about what Dave Pasiak has been able to bring in to this junior college for OCC and for the community. We'll continue here after the break on A Slice Of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria, inside of Wake Up Call with Dan Totora, here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app, to jump in the water with the Lemoyne College Dolphins and see how this team is swimming through the season on women's and men's basketball, all coming up in a few moments here where sports meets life.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Continuing here with A Slice Of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria. They are the only pizza place upstate and Central New York. There isn't any other place, because think of it this way. There's no place that has the service that Cam's Pizzeria has, that has the options that Cam's Pizzeria has, and then have pizza slices as big as your face. I mean, come on. And when you go there for lunch during the weekday, $6.25 for a drink and two slices of pizza. You get cheese, pepperoni. If you get any of the specialty slices, it's just a little bit more, cents more that you're adding on to it. Not that much at all. I got the meat lovers with pepperoni, sausage, chicken, and ham for that lunch special. And instead of being $6.25, it was $8. Including tax is what I mean. So $8 for me to have two slices of pizza that are really actually four slices of pizza if you went anywhere else. You get four toppings on there and a drink. $8. Can't beat it. Cam's Pizzeria, an amazing place to go. Let them know that Dan Tortora sent you and that you heard him here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. I would appreciate it very much. And now to move on to their A Slice Of segment to continue on here, proudly presented by Cam's Pizzeria, right on Lemoyne's campus. There's a Cam's Pizzeria right in Lemoyne College Plaza, right with the bookstore. You can buy a Lemoyne t-shirt, you can buy your books, you can go straight over to Cam's Pizzeria and get your pizza. You can sit down and study. You can listen to one of our live shows when we're out there. So many different things to do. We had a fantasy football draft there because Cam's Pizzeria proudly hosts all of the fantasy football drafts for Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. And we've done those in Baldwinsville as well as Camillus and the Lemoyne College Plaza. And for the future, I'm hoping to do it in the Oswego store as well. Cam's Pizzeria doing phenomenal things for the community. Phenomenal place to go. And right literally on campus, Cam sits there for all the student athletes as well as everyone in the community, mom, dad, kid, boyfriend, girlfriend, brother, sister, grandma and grandpa, serving the community, serving everyone in the schools around the area, everyone living in the area. And for those of you that drive out to the area and anyone coming into town, listen, and I've said this before, I will only tell you to go somewhere and I will only work with companies that I respect, that I appreciate, that have good people behind them, that are doing good things in the community, and that give you a good product for a good price. Cam's Pizzeria more than exceeds all of those things that I just said. So head out to Cam's when you come into town. And for those of you living in Syracuse and in all of upstate New York and central New York, if you're not going to Cam's Pizzeria in Oswego, Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne College Plaza, then you're not eating good pizza. And you're not giving yourself the best opportunity as far as the money you spend and the experience you have. So why deprive yourself? Head out to Cam's Pizzeria now or order at camspizzeria.com. Continuing on with A Slice Of presented by Cam's inside of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Lemoyne College Dolphins are the next slice that we're looking at, and this slice belongs to the women's basketball team. The Dolphins are 11-5, having a phenomenal season this season. 5-4 in Northeast 10 Conference, fourth of seven teams in the Southwest Division. They spent a lot of time away from home lately, winning four times in seven tries on the road. Recently played back-to-back home games, though, on Ted Grant Court, which you have to go check out, go to a game, Lemoyne College. You can go to Cam's and go to the game, or vice versa. Go to the game and then stop at Cam's. You can literally walk from Ted Grant Court to Cam's and back. Very easy walk to do. They have won over Assumption College Greyhounds, ending a 9-game losing streak against the Greyhounds, marking the first win for the Dolphins over the Greyhounds at home in Syracuse, New York, since November 30th, 2008. That was 6 years ago. They won 78-71. So, 2-0 in back-to-back home games on Ted Grant Court, winning against Assumption College in one of those two games, breaking a 9-game losing streak to the Greyhounds, and not only breaking a 9-game losing streak, but getting their first win against the Greyhounds at home in Syracuse in 6 years. So that Assumption College rivalry, finally, Lemoyne gives themselves a little bit of a breather there for the Dolphins women's basketball team. Only 14 players in 39 years of Lemoyne Dolphins women's basketball have reached 1,000 career points. So it's right here and right now, on A Slice Of, presented by Cam's Pizzeria, inside of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, that I would like to give a special thanks, and I'm sure Tony and the CAMS community would like to do this as well, to senior guard Alex Marple, becoming the 14th player in 39 years. Not even one player a year. 14 players in 39 years. A huge honor, a tough task, a tall task to accomplish, to get to 1,000 career points. Big props. Big congratulations. I'm sure her family is very happy. Senior guard Alex Marple becoming the 14th player in Lemoyne women's basketball history to get to 1,000 career points, doing it during a 69-58 home win over Assumption College. Her three-pointer with 10:58 remaining against Assumption College at home resulted in getting to 1,000 career points. And she attained the 1,000 career point mark during her 32-point performance, which was another milestone, her highest single-game score in her time at Lemoyne. So Marple is making the most of this senior season. 32 points against Assumption College. How about this? Well, let's look at the whole picture, the big picture. Marple gets 32 against Assumption College, which is her single-game high. She reaches 1,000 career points against Assumption College, which only 14 players, including her, have done at Lemoyne. And she does it in a win that without her 32 points, Lemoyne would have never had. And it breaks a 9-game losing streak, and it breaks a 6-year span that Lemoyne hasn't defeated Assumption College at home. So everything that Marple did individually helps the team do something in history as a whole. So Marple breaking, doing great things in her life, rising to the occasion, rising above the occasion, and then above the occasion's occasion, and doing it while helping her team. That's a good player and a good leader. Speaking of being a leader, a game before, Marple connects on a baseline jumper with 2.9 seconds left in the game to turn a loss, a potential loss, into a late-game heroic moment over St. Michael's College Purple Knights 70-69. Winning that game with that baseline jumper, a one-point victory for the Lemoyne College Dolphins women's basketball team. So Marple just keeps outdoing herself. Gets the baseline jumper with less than 3 seconds left to help her team win the game against St. Michael's. Then gets to 1,000 career points, 32 points in one game against Assumption College. Another career best for single game. And that helps Lemoyne to break a 9-game skid that they were having to Assumption College and break a 6-year span of not defeating Assumption College at home in Syracuse, New York. Alex Marple and the rest of her team doing great things, and I want to definitely say this. You know, a team is not one person, so Lemoyne College, to all the women that are on the team and the entire coaching staff, nothing but the utmost respect for you. I'm happy to see what they're doing to get to 11-5, to build themselves up, because they don't get covered enough. They don't get talked about enough. And to be 11-5, to have Alex Marple on the team, there's so many things to talk about. That's why Cam's Pizzeria is presenting a slice of. Because if no one is going to talk about it, and no one's going to give it the respect that it deserves, or if everyone is going to give Lemoyne, Oswego, OCC, and Syracuse the respect they deserve, we're going to bring it to you, no matter if anybody else does, or if everybody else does. Doesn't matter. Because CAMS cares about the community, and so do I. Men's basketball side of Lemoyne College continuing here for the A Slice Of segment presented by CAMS Pizzeria inside of Wake Up Call with Dan Satora. Taking a look at the men's basketball team for the Dolphins, led by Steve Evans, their head coach, who I've known for a long time. And I thank Steve for everything. He has been a wonderful person. I literally have nothing negative to say about really anybody of the 400 plus that I've interviewed sports figures wise in over a decade. Steve Evans, though, is just somebody that he's just a good guy, just a good person. He fights and he doesn't complain. He works hard and he tries to do things the right way. He tries to do things morally. He tries to do things so that he can sleep at night. If he's going to be successful, he wants to do it in such a way that he can sleep at night. And he calls the youth of this country to have personal responsibility. If you're not going to have it, then you're not going to be on his team. And how many coaches do that? How many coaches look at talented players, truly, really talented players and say, you know what? If you don't care about your teammates, and you don't have responsibility in your life, and you don't have values, and you don't do things the right way, I don't care if you score 30 points, you're not going to be on my team. Now, I know some crazy people out there that I'm not going to call fans because they haven't earned that title. They're fanatics or crazy people, same thing. Anyone who wants someone on a team who scores a lot of points or is a five-star recruit or whatever that may be, that is a problem. That is a problem and a detriment to the team and is egocentric, you're a fanatic. Fans, true fans, want morals and values. They want these players and coaches to be able to be role models. They want these people to go out in the community and do good. These are not the people that you want to score 30 points, and then when you go out into the community after scoring 30 points, that they go do drugs, or they get arrested, or they do something stupid, or they don't go to class, or they have someone do their homework. That's not the team that Steve Evans is looking for, and that's not the team that any good coach will be looking for. No matter how many wins you want, you got to do it the right way, and I respect Steve Evans for doing that. 12-4 his team is this season, 6-3 in the Northeast 10 Conference. They're in third place of seven teams in the Southwest Division, and they were also at home against Assumption College. Nate Gause and Qadir Lavelle combined for 47 of the team's 77 points, meaning the rest of the team had 30 and two players had 47. Gause's ninth 20-point game, Lavelle's eighth 20-point game against Assumption College, and that's just this season. So nine times Gause has scored at least 20 points. Lavelle scored 20 points at least eight times. So you look at that. In games that they're doing it together, that's 40 points coming from two guys where you literally just need the rest of the team to combine five, six, seven players to combine to get 25 points, 30 points. With these two offensive weapons, that's a huge reason to look at this Dolphins team and see that they are on the up and up and doing things very positively under Steve Evans. Four made free throws. I told you we'd talk about 15 feet for free and how important free throws are later on in the show, and I have kept that promise. Lemoyne had four made free throws in the final 33 seconds at home against Assumption College to pull off the victory. Russell Sangster and Nate Gause, Russell being a freshman and Nate being a guy that obviously is a veteran on this team, the two of them together, 2 for 2 and 2 for 2, splitting it, four made free throws in 33 seconds to end the game. Sangster goes 2 for 2 with 33 seconds left, and Gause with under 10 seconds left goes 2 for 2 as well. Free throws mean so much. Free throws are what change the game. Free throws are the difference between a national championship and not even making the tournament. And if you don't believe me, look in history. Lemoyne is 6-1 at home, including emerging victorious in four of their last five games at home on Ted Grant Court. Make sure you get out to the court. Like I said, Cam's Pizzeria right there. You can literally walk to Cam's, get something to eat, and go to the game, or vice versa, depending on the time of the game. No matter when it is, weeknight or weekend game, whenever they're playing, head out to Ted Grant Court. See the women and the men play. They're usually back-to-back at home. See them play and also get a slice at Cam's Pizzeria or bring home a pie for the family. You can also order on CamsPizzeria.com. So make sure that you do that. Nothing like seeing two good Lemoyne College Dolphins basketball teams with a good slice of pizza and something to drink from Cam's. Make sure you do that. Cam's Pizzeria proudly presenting you a slice of Here Inside Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Before we take a step aside, I want to make another note for the men's basketball team for Lemoyne College. 12 wins in 16 attempts. The previous time that Lemoyne got to 12 wins in their first 16 games was back in the 90s. 1997 to 1998 season, 17 years ago, was the last time that the men's basketball team at Lemoyne College had 12 wins in their first 16 games. So you look at that. You look at everything that these teams are doing, what Marple is doing and the rest of the women's basketball team on the side of Lemoyne College Dolphins, women's basketball breaking losing streaks at home, breaking losing streaks in general, getting to 1,000 career points, and then the men doing something they haven't done in almost 20 years, getting 12 wins in their first 16 games. Huge congrats to the Dolphins. Both teams swimming well, swimming fast, and swimming through this season with more victories than losses. Huge. When you put these two teams together between the women's basketball and the men's basketball team for Lemoyne College Dolphins, they have combined 23 wins to 9 losses. Big respect for what Lemoyne College is doing. We'll take a step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When we come back, we'll continue a slice of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria, serving the community the best slices you'll find anywhere. Even if you are out of state, I don't care where you go. When it comes to having pizza, and I'm Italian, I've had pizza in a lot of different places throughout the United States of America. Every single place I've had pizza, guess what? Cam's is right there in my mind, and if you put Cam's up against anybody, it's hard not to choose, because Cam's Pizzeria not only personalizes what you want, and you say, you know, other places do it, but they think about it before you even think about it. You think about Meat Lovers. Growing up, for me, Meat Lovers was pepperoni and sausage. It wasn't pepperoni, sausage, chicken, and ham. Cam's goes one step farther. Cheeseburger pizza. How many times have you had a slice of pizza that you close your eyes, take a bite of it, and not only does it taste exactly like a cheeseburger, it tastes better than the majority of cheeseburgers I've had in my life. And that is not an embellishment in any stretch of the imagination. And when I have people come into town from out of state, my best friend coming up from Florida, one of the places I had to bring him to, Cam's Pizzeria, and he had that cheeseburger slice, and he loved it. I've heard no complaints. People say, pickles on pizza? Dan, how can that be good? Mustard and pickles on pizza? Get a slice. You'll come back for more. Cam's Pizzeria truly is innovative, different, special, and obviously they have the service that any place wants. No matter where you go or what product you're getting, you want good service. And Cam's Pizzeria proudly brings that to you every single day of the week. Online when you order at camspizzeria.com. As well as when you go into Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, Oswego, and Camillus. We'll take a step aside here, and when we come back, we'll continue a slice of, with the final two slices of the pie, Syracuse University Orange women's basketball team and the men's basketball team, right here where sports meets life, on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, on WakeUpCallDT.com, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMSpizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com ladycom.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app, you get shows all the time, any time of the hour, anywhere you are, anywhere in the world. That's the beauty of it. I thank every country that's listened, not just states, but to all the countries that have tuned in and checked out WakeUpCallDT.com. And for everyone that's downloaded the free Wake Up Call DT app, you can do that by going to the Google Play Store and searching Wake Up Call DT. That's Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. And for all Apple users, you can go straight right to the website, wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. It's always a good time to have some fun in the office doing the show. Anyways, welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. I appreciate you listening all the way through, folks. We're doing a slice of, which is proudly presented to you by Cam's Pizzeria. You can get to Cam's in Oswego, Camillus, Baldwinsville, and Lemoyne College Plaza. Every single one of them open year-round, all the time, and online at camspizzeria.com. So make sure that you order if you're staying in, or if you're going out
definitely get over there. Like I said, Lemoyne, Onondaga Community College, Syracuse University, Oswego State, no matter where you are, with all the teams that are a part of a slice of, there is a Cam's Pizzeria right by you. So you get a slice of the team, and then you go grab a slice of pizza. Cam's Pizzeria, camspizzeria.com, bringing you a slice of. And I want to make a quick note before we get to the last two slices, which are Syracuse University's women's and men's basketball team. I wanted to make a note here that Onondaga Community College men's team, the Lasers, got a victory on the road against Jefferson Community College. Well, we were doing the show here. 82-73 is the victory for OCC's men's basketball team. So I was talking about Dave Pasiak, you know, obviously some positives going on, but wanting to get the team above 500, obviously. And the team was 7-7, 8-8 most recently, and now they're 9-8, so they are a step above, heads underwater, now their heads above water. They're at 9-8. So the heads underwater segment that you hear from Borio's Restaurant on every single Monday broadcast of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So heads above water for the Onondaga Community College Lasers men's basketball team as they improve to 9-8 and get above 500. They were down by 1 to Jefferson at halftime and won the game by 9. So a big 10-point swing there for them. Congratulations to OCC. Want to definitely make a note here on the team. Kyle Klein obviously continues to do some good things out there. Had a low-scoring night, though, with 6. Michael Scott had 13, going 5 of 8. And Lloyd Parkman went 11 of 18 for 25 points. So he went off for OCC. His 25 definitely brought this 9-point victory to fruition for OCC. Big congrats to them, a team that is now, like I said, above 500, and they will have the opportunity to come home from here and try and continue to move up and continue to go in the right direction. So they definitely had one heck of a game and fought very hard on the road. There's something about getting a victory, and there's another thing about getting a victory when you're on the road. Lloyd Parkman, as I said, a big part of that out of Rome Free Academy. 25 points to go with 14 rebounds. His double-double, huge in the game. And then we have Michael Scott's 13, as I said. Joe Piazza had 11, and 10 points came from Colin Hanley. And to make note of Michael Scott's from Chittenango, Joe Piazza's from Central Square, P.V. Moore, and Colin Hanley is from Jordan Elbridge. So all locals, all going on to OCC. So as Cams and I, with Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, support the community definitely should go out and support OCC, because these are your high school kids that are moving on to be young men and young women playing in the college game. And for the junior college team of OCC's men's basketball Lasers, a lot of respect for what these guys are doing now moving up to junior college and doing some great things on a team that I think is vastly improving for Dave Pasiak over a decade into the job. So, quick note on OCC, they are 9-8 now. Previously, 8-8, now above 500, and now it's time to get into the Syracuse side of things with Syracuse University, and their women's basketball team is where we will start in a slice of, presented by Cam's Pizzeria. You can go to Cam's in Oswego, Camillus, Baldwinsville, and Lemoyne College Plaza, or you can order online at campspizzeria.com. The women's basketball team for the Syracuse University Orange, as I said in the last show, under Coach Q, Quentin Hillsman, this team has made improvements every single season. For the past 3-4 seasons, we've really seen a rise and some jump here in this team with the talent that they're getting. Top 25 recruiting class, top 15 recruiting class, getting to postseason NIT, then getting to the NCAA tournament, winning games. When they left the Big East, they left it behind only Notre Dame and UConn when they went to the Big East tournament. So a lot of great things that have been happening for women's basketball at Syracuse. You should definitely go check them out at the Carrier Dome. I remember growing up and they were still playing at Manly Fieldhouse. Now, obviously, the last few seasons, they've been at the Dome.
go out and support the women's basketball team. I know thousands of people go out for the men's side, and the women's side is right there with them talent-wise and what they're doing, how they're fighting, the teams that they're going up against. And they're ranked in the top 25, and it's been that way throughout the season, as opposed to the men's team that has gone 8 straight weeks not ranked in the top 25. So you don't want to miss out on the Syracuse University Orange women's basketball team that is making strides leaps and bounds and doing great things. You want to be a part of their history, especially right now as they're finally coming through with a lot of things that Coach Q has been working on. Syracuse University women's basketball team, they are 4-1 in their last 5 home games. Their most recent game finishing up here against Wake Forest. The Syracuse men's team had just defeated Wake Forest at home, and now the women's team has done the same, winning their game 73-62. So the men won by 3 points in that game that almost went to overtime. This one, an 11-point victory in regulation by Syracuse, playing without Brittany Sykes, who obviously they haven't had the majority of the season, but definitely a good player on their team. And a team like this Syracuse team has figured it out how to get the job done. When somebody goes down, something happens, they figure out a way to come through and have now improved to a phenomenal start, 12-5 in their first 17 games. They're now 2-2 in the ACC, so they're dead even there. And in one of the games that they lost in the ACC, still had a good showing. The lone away contest in the midst of 5 home games, despite being a loss, was a strong performance by the Orange on the road against the Duke Blue Devils. Syracuse began the second half against Duke down by 8. They were on the wrong side of the advantage for 19 minutes and 8 seconds of the 20 second half minutes. In 20 minutes, they were down in more than 19 of those 20 minutes. At one point, the Orange were down by as many as 13, and they were down by double digits numerous times. But with 52 seconds to go, doesn't matter how long you're down, it matters when you get up. 52 seconds to go, junior guard Brianna Butler cashed in from distance to tie the game at 72. The team lost 74-72, but a phenomenal performance by Syracuse on the road against Duke in one of those 2 losses that they had. Now they have 2 wins to go with those 2 losses. They are 500 in the ACC, and a lot of credit to 3 different people doing great things on the team. The team as a whole, but I do want to make mention of sophomore guard Alexis Peterson and sophomore forward Bria Day to go along with junior guard Brianna Butler. They're all averaging in double digits. And in this most recent win, a home win over Wake Forest, Alexis Peterson had 32 of the team's 73. It took 9 players to score 41 points for Syracuse, and it took 1 player to score 32. She was 8 of 10 at the charity stripe and 4-for-7 from 3-point range, 10 of 15 overall. So 6 shots that she made, 6-for-8 inside the arc, 4-for-7 outside of the arc, and 8-for-10 at the charity stripe. 32 points as Brianna Butler and Bria Day both dipped below their double-digit average, and Bria Day finished with 3 points in the game, while Brianna Butler finished with 7, 32 for Alexis Peterson. Huge reason why they won this game over Wake Forest at home. But the team, as I said, 4-1 in the last 5 home games, and with that 1 game that they were on the road in the middle of those 5 home games, a lot of respect has to be paid to what they did against Duke despite the 2-point loss. Butler in that 2-point loss finished with 23 points in 38 minutes, made 7 shots from beyond the arc for almost 40% she had, and Butler is one of 3 Syracuse players to average double figures in scoring so far this season, as I mentioned. Butler, as well as Peterson and Day, huge respect and credit to everything that they have done with this women's basketball team. The talent is there from Coach Q, and this team has 12 wins in 17 tries. Very, very exciting for all the Syracuse Orange women's basketball fans and the fans that should be out there so far this season to see the team doing what they're doing. And the final slice, the slice that everyone fights over when it comes to opening up the box and there's a couple people. It's bad when there's like three or four people. But I think it's even worse when there's two people. And you open up the Cam's Pizzeria box, right? And there's one slice left. That happened to us. We had a fantasy football party brought to you by Cam's. We were watching the game, the playoff games this season, the NFL playoff games on a big screen. And at Timber Banks, which is out in Baldwinsville, phenomenal place, great place to live. So many different living areas as well. You know, there's bigger houses, there's the individual condos, and then you can live in the actual buildings that have condos, three-story condos. And it literally looks like a place that was uprooted from Florida and just landed here. It looks a lot like the Florida condos, and I should know because I used to live in one of them down near Orlando, Florida. So we were out at Timber Banks, big screen TV in their theater that they have on premises, and we open up the Cam's Pizzeria box, I should say. There's one slice left, and there was like six of us, I believe, that were there. One slice, six people, and it was the meat lovers one. It was the sausage, pepperoni, ham, and chicken. It was amazing. One of the fellow fantasy football owners opened the box and told me to take it. That's one of the success stories of the final slice. They're bringing you this last slice in a slice of right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and that's the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team. Men's basketball team is off to a 13-4 start in their first 17 games. The women are 12-5 in 17. The men are 13-4. Over altogether, overall, the women's and men's basketball teams for Syracuse University have 25 wins to 9 losses. Very respectable. SU men's side is 4-0 in the ACC. The only other team undefeated in the ACC at the time that Syracuse became 4-0, the Virginia Cavaliers, who are the reigning ACC regular season champions and reigning ACC tournament champions. So Syracuse in good company. In Syracuse's most recent game at home up against Wake Forest, Rakeem Christmas did something truly amazing. Not just for this year's team, but for really any team. And in college in general. Rakeem Christmas scored 35 points in a game. This is the forward slash center that in the 2013-2014 season, a.k.a. last season, was averaging 5.8 points per game. 6 points a game. He did almost six times his average from last season in one game. 6 times 6 points a game would have been 36. He had 35. That's math for you. See, I went to school. Got my degree. Almost six times better than last season's average per game. And this season's average is 17 points a game. So Rakeem Christmas more than doubled his points per game output from this season. So 6 times last season just about, and doubled this season plus one. 17 points per game this season, 34 would have doubled it for him, ends with 35. He was a huge part of the game, first half, second half, overtime. He had started off the game with a monstrous dunk. Caleb Joseph, who was quiet and then sat on the bench for a while in the latter part of the game, overtime and whatnot. Caleb Joseph struggling a little bit this season, when he's a true freshman. He's playing like a true freshman point guard. Tyler Ennis and Michael Carter-Williams did not play like freshman point guards, which is why I think Caleb will come under some scrutiny. But he's playing like a true freshman. Looks a little bit nervous out there, not making the best decisions, not attacking as much as he should. But in the beginning of the game, he had two great plays back-to-back. He found Rakeem Christmas cutting toward the basket. Rock grabbed the ball, outstretched his right hand up straight up in the air, called the Statue of Liberty dunk, and slammed it home. He posterized Wake Forest. It was an NBA dunk. Those are the plays that make me think, okay, Rakeem Christmas in the NBA. 17 points a game, 35 points in a game, leading the team, knowing how to be a leader. Just everything that he's been doing has shown me Rakeem Christmas can be an NBA player from what he's shown me this season. Definitely this season. Looking at Rakeem's play, it's very easy to say that he has come through for Syracuse more than ever. So, You definitely have to respect him for all the effort that he's doing and what he brought forward. Caleb Joseph found him on that, and then Caleb almost lost the handle on a pass from Trevor Cooney, went the baseline, and got his shot up and got it in. But after that, Caleb was quiet. Rakeem Christmas wasn't. Went crazy in this game, and you definitely have to respect him for it. I feel like his rebounds weren't adequately written down because Rock, especially when it comes to overtime, he could be a rebounding machine this season at times, obviously getting in double digits in rebounds. In this game, Rakeem Christmas was credited with 9 rebounds, 4 on the offensive side, 5 on defense to go with his 35 points. He had 2 assists, 1 block, 2 steals, and 3 turnovers. He played the entire game. Played 45 minutes. Played the first half, second half, and all of overtime. He went 13 of 21 from the field, and even more importantly, something that doesn't get talked about a lot, he went 9 of 12 from the charity stripe. And Syracuse won the game 86-83. Take away not 9 of those free throws. Take away just 3 of those free throws. Take away a third of the free throws that Rakeem Christmas made. Just a third. And Syracuse would have tied the game, gone into another overtime. Rakeem Christmas's free throws, literally by themselves, won this game and kept it from going into a second overtime. Michael Benajay had a respectable showing as well. 17 points for him. He had 11 rebounds, double-double for him. He had 8 defensive rebounds, 3 on offense. He was 3 of 5 from long range, and every single one of his 3-point makes in the game against Wake Forest at home that gave Syracuse their 13th win, every single one of those 3 3-pointers that he made came exactly when Syracuse needed it most. When they needed a spark, he gave it to them. Another guy doing that was Trevor Cooney. 6 of 17 from the field. 5 of those 6 makes were from beyond the arc. He was 5 of 12 from beyond the arc. 21 points, no turnovers, 4 steals, and 5 assists. Trevor Cooney playing like a point guard in this game, and continuing his success from beyond the arc. A lot of respect for Trevor Cooney. You definitely want to read the story that I have on the Right Now page of WakeUpCallDT.com, which is Cooney Gone Wild, to show you his numbers compared to last season, what he's doing this season, the first half of the season compared to the second half of the season through 16 games, what he did before this game. So what he did in the first 8 and how different that was in the next 8 and how different that is from last season. Trevor Cooney is on pace to outdo himself over and over and over again. He's becoming more of a consistent threat. He's able to find his shot, get off picks, and make his shot a lot quicker, and be able to take those off-balance shots that drop in. It almost seems like if he leans his head back a little bit and fires it, Syracuse is better off, that he'll make that shot. Trevor Cooney not only making shots, but who's setting him up? Rakeem Christmas, who came up late in the game. And I think that this is a true signature of the two veterans helping out this team and helping each other, is that Trevor Cooney's making the threes, Rock's taking care of business inside. And when Trevor needed some help, was trying to get a shot off when Syracuse needed one, Rakeem Christmas was the one to set the pick to free up Trevor Cooney. So that's just, to me, a simple play that truly shows the motif of what this season has been for the Syracuse Orange, 4-0 in the ACC, a team that took care of business against a phenomenal shooting team in Wake Forest. They had 9 three-point makes. They were about 50% on the game, 30 of 62. And the necessary trio, as I've been calling them for a while this season, Trevor Cooney, Rakeem Christmas, Michael Benajay, I said every single game they're the necessary trio, which means they have to score in double digits to give Syracuse a chance. In this game, out of the 86 points that Syracuse scored, the necessary trio was responsible for more than I believe in any other game this season, 73. 73 of the 86 points scored by Syracuse were from the necessary trio. The rest that was left, 73, 13 points are left. Those were split amongst Ron Patterson had 3, Caleb Joseph had 4, and Tyler Roberson had 6. So 13 points
from those three combined, B.J. Johnson had none. Syracuse literally got 73 of their 86 points from three players. And 73 points is respectable on any team as a team with nine people playing, and they did it with three. Big credit to the necessary trio. Tyler Roberson's got to bump it up. B.J. Johnson's going to have to help out and do more with Chris McCullough out for the season after tearing his ACL. Ron Patterson, he does some good things, but still rather quiet. He was one of six from the field, and he missed two high-percentage shots going to the basket. So Syracuse looking good, but it really lies on the necessary trio. But the good thing for Syracuse is all the pressure's lying on three, which is not necessarily a good thing. But on the flip side of the argument, it is a good thing because the more pressure that Rakeem Christmas and Trevor Cooney have been faced with, the more they've taken care of business. And if Michael Benajay can keep averaging a double-double and get the job done and get these rebounds and make the threes when Syracuse needs them most, they're going to be a very dangerous team to anyone that faces them. And yes, I'm including the Louisvilles and the Dukes of the world. If this team stays as strong as they have been, watch out. Because Trevor Cooney and Rakeem Christmas are playing the best basketball they've played in their collegiate careers in this moment. Those four losses look bad, and now all of a sudden 13-4, pretty respectable, and 4-0 in the ACC, even more respectable for the Syracuse Orange as the final slice in a slice of, proudly presented to you by Cam's Pizzeria, here and only here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. On wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll take our final step aside, and when I come back, I will be nominating my social media standout of the week. You don't want to miss out on that, right here where sports meets life. You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. We've done a slice of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria, to take a look at Oswego State Lakers women's basketball as well as men's basketball, followed by Onondaga Community College Lasers women's and men's basketball teams, on to Lemoyne College Dolphins women's and men's basketball, and finally the last two slices being Syracuse University Orange women's basketball, and the final slice, Syracuse University Orange men's basketball, to round out a slice of, proudly brought to you by Cam's Pizzeria, exclusively on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora through Dan Satora Broadcast Media, on WakeUpCallDT.com, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You can head out to Cam's, which proudly supports the communities that surround Oswego State, OCC, Lemoyne, and Syracuse, by going to the Camillus, Oswego, Baldwinsville, and Lemoyne College Plaza locations, and by ordering from the comfort of your own home online. CamsPizzeria.com. Can't get any simpler than that. Before we wrap up this episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app, I have to nominate my social media standout of this week. Well, last week we gave it to someone on Twitter, at Pete Olson, for putting out positive, moving tweets, tweets that can change your life, quotes from people in history that truly can move you to do good things, can get you out of a bad way of looking at things, get you out of your pessimism, change your attitude. I read Pete Olson's quotes and I retweet them all the time because they do. They help me to see the positive side of things when I'm thinking negatively. So he became the first ever social media standout, and I thought, we went to Twitter last week, so it's only fair this week to go to Facebook. And by going to Facebook, my social media standout of this week proudly goes to a very good friend of mine, and he's not getting the award because he's a friend. He's not getting the award because he's a former Syracuse football player, Canadian Football League player, National Football League player. He's getting the award because he is an extremely honest person on social media. He calls people out on social media. Not in a bad way. He calls out prejudice and he calls out racism. He calls out things in this world that are wrong. He doesn't bully people and yell at people. He gets bullied. He has people disrespect him. But Robert Drummond has always spoken his mind.
He's always told people what he thinks. He leaves it all out on the table. And some people like that approach and some people don't. But what I know about Robert Drummond is when he says something, he says it because he wants the world to be a better place. He doesn't say it because he wants to piss somebody off, because he wants to hurt someone, because he wants somebody to contemplate whether they should be alive or not. He does the opposite. Robert Drummond stands out on social media, in the community, when he's on my show, to tell you that there are things that are wrong in this world and they need to stop. And he's very honest about his personal life as well. And Rob has put out quotes recently about things that he went through after his father passed away, decisions he made in his life that weren't good, that weren't healthy, that weren't positive, and how he came back from that. I know what Rob has been through, some of the things he's told me, that are horrific and terrible and sad. And the fact that that man is alive today and didn't give up speaks volumes about faith and God and family and belief that there is something positive to live for. To everyone that contemplates life, Rob is a true example on why you should always choose life. And I have no higher respect for him than I do for him as a human being, as a father, as a friend. Truly one of the best. So as I said, you know, some people may not like what Rob says, but he says it because he doesn't want there to be prejudice. He wants women to be treated equally. And he wants people of every color to be treated equally. No matter what someone is, homosexual, heterosexual, man, woman, child, black, white, Latino, Asian, doesn't matter. Rob fights for equality, and Rob is someone who is a true example of forgiveness, and forgiveness being a huge part of your resurrection. Because Rob forgave the person that shot his father, and that resurrected Rob's life. He's a great father, he's a great person, he is a great friend, and he is this week's social media standout. Check out Rob and follow him on Facebook, Robert Drummond. Make sure you go follow him. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wake Up Call with Dan Satora here on Wake Up Call. DT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Follow me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. We'll talk to you very soon. God bless you. Be well and continue to get a slice of the community by going out and supporting these teams and supporting Cam's Pizzeria. Thank you to all of my partners, and thank you to you for tuning in. God bless, be well, and also a special thanks to Robert Drummond for being himself.